Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team. Dr. Debbie and Joey Volani taking your calls. Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, in studio along with Molly, Gordy, and the whole team mostly here today in studio. So, oh, come up on my lap. There you go. Hopefully you have your animals with you wherever you are right now. Hopefully you get to take them with you to work. And if you don't, tell your boss that you could be more productive. It's true. Statistics show that offices that allow pets are actually more productive.
I don't want, just anybody out there, have your boss call us. We'll tell them.
Yeah, talk to either Judy or Ladybug.
Yeah, I'll set them straight.
Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And it's really easy to do that. And also, if you have that app, if there's ever a recall or news that you need that really affects you and your pet, that will be right there in your hands immediately. As soon as the recall's out, you'll get it right there on your iPhone or your Android device. So download it now. It's a free download. There's no reason not to have the Animal Radio app. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Jeremy Feig, and he wrote a book called How My Cat Made Me a Better Man.
It's one of those self-help books.
It is a self-help book. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm not much of a self-help guy. I don't really like self-help books, but this is a book that I will read. I've actually started to crack it between the commercials here because he's not only very funny, but he deals with some pretty interesting topics. And he's the kind of guy who, like me, was down and out, lived in a small place, no girlfriend, no job. Things were looking pretty bad. And he looked down at his cat and he said, "Why is my cat so damn happy?" And he applied those lessons that he learned from his cat to his life, and now he's doing well.
He's happy.
He's a happy guy. Because it doesn't really take... You know, our animals are pretty happy with some pretty basic things. They got a nice bone or a toy or a home or just your love. And, you know, giving them your love is the most important thing you can give your animals.
Yeah, your love and your time.
So go give them a hug right now.
Let's take one for Dr. Debbie. We have Matt at 1-866-405-8405. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Dr. Debbie, I got a question for you about my... He's about 5.5-year-old golden doodle.
All righty, what you got?
He had PPLO surgery about 6 weeks ago. And I was wondering how soon is too soon to, you know, let him go to the groomer and get himself cleaned up. He's kind of getting to be a stinky little fella.
PLO. So I'm going to have to explain for Hal. TPLO surgery. I knew that question was coming. TPLO surgery is done for dogs that have a ruptured cruciate ligament, which is one of the major ligaments in the knee. So just like a football player that blows out their knee taking that turn and making that catch, dogs jumping off a couch or catching a frisbee can blow out the knee the same way. Okay. So your doggy ruptured that. Now, how's he getting along post-surgery at this time?
You know, the next day he actually walked out of the vet underneath his own power, and he's been doing great. The hardest thing is keeping him calm. He wants to jump on everything, and that's the hardest part of it. He amazingly is doing well. He did rip out all his stitches after 7 days, staples, I should say.
I'm not crazy surprised. Dogs. He may have what we term goofy retriever syndrome. I'm sorry, I've coined that because I have one myself. He's a goofy retriever. Prone to just trouble. Are you having difficulty keeping him from doing things at this point now, huh?
Yeah, we really are. We had taken our half of our bed and put it downstairs as to keep him off the stairs, you know, and stuff like that, but now we are walking him up the stairs on the lead. We've never had to harness his back, but we are having a hard time keeping him down. Like when he sees other dogs out the window, he wants to run around the living room. Kind of hard to slow him down. Yeah. And when he wants to go real fast, he just lifts the leg up and then hops around on three. It's kind of hysterical, but, you know.
He takes the slow leg out from underneath him, and then he can really move.
Yes, exactly. That's go-fast mode.
Yeah. Well, with a dog that recovers from a TPLO surgery, normally the healing time we're looking at about 2 to 3 months out. And about 8 weeks after the surgery is when ideally we ought to get an x-ray to see how the bone is healing, because there is a plate involved with that. And we want to make sure that there's good healing callus of that bone there. That might make some difference in whether or not we want to give you a kind of free rein to get into some of the grooming activities. I'd have to say, because he has goofy retriever syndrome, syndrome, then, you know, we might push that back as far as we can for your typical standard type grooming. That being said, there are some dogs that I have to get some kind of grooming done, whether they're just stinky, dirty from, you know, being post-surgery or what have you. If we do have to get him to a groomer or do a home bathing, there are some precautions that I would do. And one is to use a non-stick mat in the bathing tub, because that's very important. We don't want him slipping and losing his footing in any way. And jumping in and out of a tub is a horrible thing for a dog after this type of surgery. So if possible, we'd try to either do this. I've even bathed some dogs in our dog runs at the office, where we don't have to even worry about the up and down. And that helps to kind of make us feel better about that whole experience. And then, you know your dog and know your groomer. If it seems like it's something they can pull off without risk of injury, you know, then it may be okay. But for a lot of these really silly, exuberant retrievers, I would push off the true grooming until we're cleared by the doctor that everything's healed.
Okay, no, that sounds good. You know, I could deal with most of it. It's just his face is getting kind of crusty, and I wasn't sure how to handle that.
Yeah, but, now, my dogs, they love a good hot rag on their face, and I call it the doggy spa. So they come and I get the hot warm towels and I put on their face and they push and shove and push their way up. They get their ears clean and get the doggy spa. So, you know, even something as simple as that may make him feel good. And, you know, just like us, you gotta look good to feel good.